Today's devotional is based on Galatians chapter 4 verse 21 to chapter 5 verse 1. It was written by the Reverend Dr. Errol L. Connor. How foolish! Who has bewitched you? Do you not know you have abandoned the truth for a lie? But like a good neighbor, friend, or pastor, the Apostle Paul reprimands and reminds us all that we are children not of the slave, but of the free woman. Abraham had two sons, one by the slave and one by the free woman. The metaphor of the slave woman, Hagar, represents all misguided human efforts to help in the fulfillment of the promise of God. The free woman, Sarah, represents the faith that takes God at God's word and waits for the promise. Through Abraham and in Jesus, we are children, not of the slave, but of the free woman. It is foolish to think that one can be saved by works of the law when Christ Jesus died to save sinners. Yes, it is true that faith without works is dead. However, works apart from faith are a dead end. We become slaves to the law because we are prisoners of sin without Christ. We cannot be made perfect by our own human efforts. No matter how well we keep the law, observe tradition, or slavishly follow religious customs. No one is made right with God by obeying the law, but by believing in Jesus. All self-dependence is but vain. Christ doth our cornerstone remain. Justified by faith, we have peace with God. So it is true, we are children not of the slave, but of the free woman. As such, we are recipients of grace. Grace means gift, that which we do not deserve, that for which no price nor labor is required. By grace we are saved through faith, not of works. It is the gift of God. That's the promise of the Father, freedom in Christ and empowerment through the Spirit. Child of God, child of the promise, may you ever stand in the grace where Christ makes us free. Let us pray. Abba, Father, beyond the law, I see your grace in the glory of the cross. It is finished. Yes, the work is done through Christ, your only Son. And so, I have started on that road of freedom, faith, and love. Lord, help me rest, yet daily run the race, and rise with Christ above. Amen.